Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have a fun show today. Just count on it. First, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. And I want to remind you, and we're going to talk about that for just a little bit before we get started. It's a Marine Corps birthday today. And that's a big deal for my brother. And it's a big deal for all of us. They have done so much for this country. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts. First, we praise you, Father, for you are the creator of all life. And you have provided for us such great bounty that we can enjoy. Thank you, Father. Thank you also for your love and your grace and your mercy. Father, we do ask forgiveness for all the times we fail you, for the times we choose our ways instead of yours. And Father, I pray for this nation, which has turned its back on you. So arrogantly we think, as humans, we know better. We always mess it up. But Father, because of our apathy, there are a lot of lost souls in this world. May we be bold and courageous and lean on you always. May we have a hunger and thirst for your righteousness and to live that way. Father, I thank you today, too, for the military. Today was the birthday of the Marine Corps in the United States of America, and having a brother that's a Marine, I thank you for him and what he has been to the family. And all those around, Father, that have sacrificed and done so much for this country. Thank you. For Father, I ask for your hedge of protection around this nation, around those who are trying to serve you. I ask for your protection on President Donald Trump. I ask for your guidance, Father, a turning of the hearts of those who are in leadership today. May they come to know you. And when they do, things will go a lot better. Thank you, Father. It is for such a time as this, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 247 years old is the Marine Corps today. Its birthday is one of the biggest social events of the year for the Leathernecks. I almost said that backwards, Rudy. My brother would have been unhappy with me. My brother Phil served in Nam and Marine. He's also one of those victims of Agent Orange. Those are all across this nation. But it was on November the 10th of 1775 that the Second Continental Congress resolved to raise two battalions of Marine, and the Congress commissioned 31-year-old Samuel Nicholas, a well-known Philadelphian, as a captain of the fledgling force of the Continental Marines. And of course, they kind of disband, and then back in 1798 in July, they went back into action as they went after the pirates off the Barbary Coast that were actually taking down and stealing in the ships when they were in the markets. So, happy birthday to the Marines. Happy birthday, bro. I hope you celebrate. I'm certain that he will. Well, there's one thing we have to all agree on, and that's that politics is nutty, right? It's just crazy. So instead, though, today, instead of delving into the insane and nutty world of politics and elections that go on and on and on, we're going to have some straight talk and delve into a conversation of the sane and tasty world of black walnuts. Yeah, you didn't see that one coming, did you? Once in a while, it just becomes necessary to take a hiatus away from the crazy world of politics. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to bring America home where we can have a few warm and fond memories and maybe share some funny stories and delectable recipes about walnuts. So you know that every evening I am absorbed and I watch the news. Oh, my gosh. I watch the news and I watch the news. And while I do that, I'll play a game or two on my phone. And when I'm playing a game or two on my phone, I have to endure the commercials. You know, it's just like anything else, just like radio. You have to endure commercials. But a commercial video came up. It wasn't trying to make me skinny. It wasn't trying to tell me to do my exercise. It wouldn't give me some kind of miracle pill. It was somebody out in a field picking up walnuts. And it intrigued me. And I thought, I hope that one comes on again because I didn't quite catch it. And it did, a day or two later. And I wrote down the website, black-walnuts.com. And I made a phone call. Well, first I did a little investigating and I looked at them and to see where this company was from. And it is right here in Missouri, and we're going to bring on Brian Hammonds, and we're going to tell the story of black walnuts. And if you've got some walnuts yet in your yard or in your field, you might want to go pick them. So we're going to bring Brian on. Brian, how are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. I am just wonderful here in the Ozarks here in Southwest Missouri. It's a beautiful day, and good day for people to get out and pick up black walnuts.
It's a beautiful day today, and it's promising not to be so pretty here in a few days.
That's right. It's going to be a little cold out there for the deer hunters this weekend.
It is. Well, I'm going to let you tell the story of your company, and I'm going to brag about it just a little bit here because my listeners know that I love, of course, I'm probably the only nationally, it may be small, but I'm the only nationally syndicated talk show that actually is in rural Missouri, that actually is an advocate for rural Missouri. So farmers and ranchers and all those small businesses, including black walnuts, they intrigue me. And when they're family owned, it intrigues me even more because this country is about family. So I'm going to let you tell your story here. We've got just a couple of minutes before we go into the first commercial break.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Well, certainly black walnuts are a Missouri tradition. It's a rural Ozarks tradition and really all over Missouri. And people in the Midwest have been picking up for many, many, many years the wild black walnuts that just fall from the trees in the fall of the year, and they take them into a buying station, and they make money that way. And pretty interesting. It's something that's been going on for a long time. In our case, 76 years. My grandfather had a grocery store in a little town called Stockton, Missouri, near Springfield. And he had an opportunity to buy black walnuts and send them to Virginia to a plant there. And he looked around and said, hey, there might be an opportunity for a little business here. So he went and bought a black walnut nutcracker in Tennessee, brought it back. And that first year, he bought 100,000 pounds of black walnuts, wild black walnuts. And the business grew after that, and now we shell that in about a day's time. It's a very small industry compared to walnuts in California, but it's very unique, and we're excited to be able to keep it going. So I'm third generation, and we're excited to keep it going throughout a lot of years and a lot of hopefully significance, memories that people make, thousands of folks every year picking up these wild black walnuts. The difference between black walnuts and walnuts, we'll talk about that in a minute. Bold and wild.
Bold and wild. Now, your son, Jacob, is also getting into the business. So that's four generations, right? Am I correct on that?
Four generations, and we've got a generation five that's a little young yet, but they'll be picking up
here. Well, we're going to tell some walnut stories, and I'm going to brag about their, I only tried one recipe, but if the one recipe is as good as the rest of them, I'm going to be trying some recipes. I'm going to have to get me some black walnuts, and I want to tell a story about that. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Today, we are talking about the wild, tasteful black walnuts of rural Missouri, mostly. But they're, you know, Midwest. They're known for the Midwest. And we're visiting with Brian Hammonds, and we will be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I failed to do the hoorah for my brother. So shout out for my brother, Marine, brother, hoorah. Don't know if I did it right, if I got it deep enough or what, but we're talking about block walnuts, and it takes a little hoorah to go pick up the walnuts and crack them. we were just reminiscing during the break, Brian, and I'm going to let my producer, he was telling about some fond memories he has, so I'm going to let him pipe in. I told him it's okay to come on the air and talk with me. So, Dave, tell Brian what you were telling me during the break.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I can.
So I was just saying I have very, very fond memories as a young man going to my grandparents' house and cracking nuts. When you guys started talking about that, it took me right back to my childhood.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, good That's stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, and Rudy was saying that too. He said his grandmother had one of those great big, we never had one of those, great big nutcrackers. And go ahead, Rudy.
Yeah, little skinny 80-year-old woman was pulling that handle and cracking those nuts and just enjoying every minute of it.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's one of the great things about this time of the year and one of the fun things I get to enjoy in this business. That's what makes it so much fun is the memories people have, memories people make every year of picking up wild black walnuts. And that's one of our purposes as an organization, as a business, is to connect people and create memories with the natural goodness of black walnuts. And they really are naturally good in a lot of ways, recipes
and they're good
nutrition
for
and health. Yeah, they're really good for you.
They're good for you. And, you know, now I was going to ask, too, before we get into some of the other things I wanted to ask about, but sometimes people have an allergy to walnuts more than other nuts. Can you tell me why? Do you know why that is? Is it have something?
You know, I don't know exactly why. Probably doctors could help us with why people develop allergies to different things. But I know peanut allergies seem to be
yes.
a little prominent out
then,
there. But
yeah,
tree nuts also, and different tree nuts. Sometimes it's pecans, sometimes it's walnuts, sometimes it's black walnuts. And there are people who I know have those. I don't think it's a huge number, but there are some. And for those who have those allergies, why, that's a problem.
It is.
The nut itself that you pick up in yards and fields has something called juglone in it, the black substance, and even some of the leaves and the roots have some juglone. And sometimes that can be a little bit toxic to certain plants. And some people have a sensitivity in their skin, so if they get a lot on it, on their skin, they can have a little bit of a reaction there. That's a little different than a food allergy, though.
Okay.
Certainly food allergy, we need to be sure that we label the nuts as we do in our packages. So.
Well, and I think, too, you know, I was telling you on the phone that I made one of the recipes, and I have to confess I couldn't find any black walnuts in the store. So I had to use those other walnuts. So it was really a great recipe, but I know it's going to be bolder and better. I'm going to make it the next time with black walnuts, and I'm going to make it here in just a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah,
we're going to have lots of pies and torts for Thanksgiving, but I'm going to make this pie. I'm going to make this cake. It's the black walnut hummingbird cake.
Oh, yes.
And it has the bananas in it, and it has pineapple in it. And I made it from scratch, and it's really, really good. I didn't cheat and use a mix or anything. I made it from scratch,
oh, yeah.
Just like your
when
recipe
when you put black
here.
Walnuts in there, that
it'll come alive.
Black walnuts really comes out on that. It's got to have black walnuts. You just
and I'm sure that there's no need to worry about that icing. The icing took 1 pound of butter, 1 pound of cream cheese, and 1 pound. of powdered sugar. So it's
sounds
perfectly
really
healthy. Perfectly healthy.
Oh, Lordy, it was good, too. I'm telling you.
He got to have a little piece. I took it to a family reunion. And that's one reason I ask about the allergies, because my sister took a pumpkin crunch cake that had pecans in it. And I took it. We're the nutty family. I took mm-hmm. the one with the walnuts in it. And immediately I had a cousin come up, and they apparently had a child that's allergic to walnuts but not pecans, so they told her they could have this, so they wanted to make sure that that's what was in it, and so I said, yeah, my sister's is pecans and mine's walnuts. So
and many people may have sensitivities and things to walnuts but not to black walnuts, so there is a difference.
Well, that's interesting.
And there's a lot of reasons that we talk about the difference, but the local walnut that grows from the trees and falls in the backyards and the people pick up and sell, those are black walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
Walnuts are a huge industry. They're based in California, a lot of orchards, and they grow those over a billion pounds of nut meats, things like that. We're a much smaller industry and more local here, and the flavor is
so much better.
Different.
Yeah.
It's just much, much richer.
Yeah.
So it is a different thing, and that's one of the challenges we have is helping people understand that black walnuts are different than walnuts that they find commonly in the stores and in restaurants. And
well,
they are a little more expensive,
yep.
But many people who love black walnuts find it's worth it.
Someone promised to send me some, so I'm going to make some.
Yes,
I'm going to make some more.
That's right. You'll get those. There are a lot of stores that carry them during the fall of the year, and some carry them year-round. Depending upon what region people are in.
Well, I was only in a local grocery store, and I wonder if Orscheln's carries them, because they have a lot of different things, and I thought they might, and I might have to check that out for you. We got to get your walnuts places, but I'm going to give your website again, because we do want people to buy some walnuts or call them and
be
check
sure
in.
Black walnuts, too.
Yes, black walnuts. I'm sorry.
If they find black walnuts in any store shelf, little 2 ounce bags, why, that's going to be from us, too.
All right. It's black-walnuts.com. Black-walnuts.com. Sorry, I keep trying to do my short mouth, you know, with the shorthand, you know, and just use the word walnuts. So I want to go through some of the things we don't know. Now, I do know the gentleman who is your I don't know, what would you call it? Your affiliate here in California, Missouri. It's a small world. It's a small town. And he went to school with my kids. Actually, his sister dated my youngest son for a while. And, of course, then when they went to college, that all changed. But I sing in a community choir with his mom and dad. They are a musical family. And Andrew is the one, it's Roback family, for anybody who's listening close by. They've heard the Roback boys singing in different places. You know, it's usually locally. And the reason it also intrigued me when I saw your video commercial, it's the same video that you have on your website, by the way, is because I had recently just seen people picking up walnuts in their yards just here locally. And so I started asking people about it. And one lady in Sunday school said that they didn't hardly have any walnuts this year. And I said, really? Because I kind of thought the way I saw people picking them up, they must have had a pretty good harvest this year. But I guess it's kind of sporadic. And so it took me back to a memory. When we moved to Jamestown, Missouri, which is not too far here from California, little town in rural America, I came from Kansas City area, Raytown. And when I came down here, I joined the cheerleading squad in high school. And the first thing we had to do was get new cheerleading uniforms. And to earn the money for that, we went out. Somebody with their pickup truck took us girls out, and we picked up walnuts in their field. And I learned about picking up walnuts for money. I never heard of that before. I've heard of picking up walnuts before. We had done that with the place my parents had bought. But I had never done it for money, and I learned about electric fences that day. So I had my city education in rural America very quickly. But we did get our uniforms, and we looked all that. You know, we were the good cheerleaders. So.
You know, and so many people have great memories like that of significant things that happened in their lives around Black Walnuts, and many times it's what they did with the money they got from Black Walnuts. I hear stories of people who recall getting winter boots with the proceeds from the nuts. Of course, certainly Christmas gifts and some dinners out, some things like that. A lot of people do need the money, and it really comes in handy for them. And some people don't need the money. They just pick up the nuts because they love being outdoors and harvesting the wild resource that God has given us out there and not letting it go to waste. So I love hearing all those stories of people.
It is a bounty from the Lord, that's for sure and for certain. Yes. You know, I've heard a lot of families that they take the children out, and the children get the money, and that is their Christmas money to buy one another gifts.
And they learn a work ethic from that, too.
Yes, you do. You learn how to get dirty, that's for sure.
That's right.
Just stay away from electric fences. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to talk about black walnuts, and I hope we're bringing back some good memories. We're just taking a break from all the craziness in the politics and bringing you home, because that's what we do. We like to bring you home. Home to Black Walnuts. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Brian Hammonds of black-walnuts.com. And we'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, I have somebody... We're radio, Brian, but we're on Facebook, too. And I have somebody on Facebook that made the comment that they had a woman in their neighborhood when he was a kid. They had a walnut tree, and they had so many walnuts on there, she let the neighbors come and get a bucket of walnuts and take them. And he said, remember putting them down in the basement and letting them dry until you could get the hull off of them. And I remember that, too. And I can't remember, I think... When we were living in the city, Mom and Daddy bought a farm. It wasn't really a farm. It was a little place in the country. Wild. It was a wild place in the country. And I think it was there. We picked up walnuts and brought them up. And we, just like Tim was saying on Facebook, we had them in the garage laying out. And then we took the hull off when it came time to get it off of there. We had black all over us. But we didn't have the nutcracker. So we used a hammer. And Tim was saying that that's what they did. He said a hammer makes a good nutcracker. But I remember as a kid helping do that, and it was tough work. So I'm okay with you taking care of that for me.
we'll do what we can. It's a very thick shell.
And, oh, yeah.
There's very little nut meat in there. So, again, it's very different than the walnut from California, which is a thin shell, and it's easy to crack. So But that nut meat inside is very much worth it. That
oh, absolutely. Well, let's talk about just the walnuts themselves, the black walnuts. They're grown wild, and they're the native tree here in the state of Missouri. They are the state tree. And state nut tree.
State tree nut, yes.
Tree nut. And we already talked about how they're different from the English walnuts. They are a bolder flavor, and they are grown in the wild. So people aren't planting orchards of black walnuts, to my knowledge. Maybe we should.
Not very much. A few folks are experimenting with that, and it kind of works well with cattle, but that's another story.
Yeah, okay. So, and then the... I wanted to get into some of the other uses of the black walnut because you had some facts down here on your website that I did not know. Now, I know that shell is hard. It is really hard. And you had down here that they use the walnut shells to clean the Statue of Liberty. Now, we all remember that. That hasn't been that long ago when they were, I just assumed they were sandblasting that sucker, but it's copper, so I guess not. So tell me about that.
Well, and they did blast clean it. They just didn't use sand. They used a black walnut shell because the black walnut shell is considered a soft grit abrasive. It doesn't scratch the metal that it's cleaning. It's used in restoring old buildings, taking paint off the building without scratching the surface or wearing away some of the original brick. So people who are trying to do that kind of work prefer many times the more soft grit abrasive that black walnut provides. Yet it's hard enough that it doesn't break down in that process, and so you can catch it and reuse it. And that's what they did a lot when they were refurbishing battleships back in the 80s. And we have some videos that they used to train some of the people who were in the Navy and cleaning up those battleships. And, of course, they're using the Nutcracker Suite as a background from some of the music on that. It was kind of funny watching you do that.
They didn't break into ballet, did they?
yeah, a little bit of that. As the side of the battleship, they were spraying using the nozzle, showing the black walnut shell going on there. But a lot of things like that as an abrasive. It's also used in the oil industry in as they go to drill the well, they come to cracks and faults in the rock. That reduces the pressure in the well. They have to restore that pressure, so they fill those cracks and faults in the rock with sometimes shell. And black walnut shell is one of the key ingredients in that. Does a great job.
Wow.
They also use it in filtration systems. And this is one of the big new uses, is to help filter water, a little oil out of the water as they're reintroducing water into the environment after some of the fracking. But also... Any time you have a filter system that needs to catch impurities, a black walnut shell can do a good job with that. So it's good for the environment. Yeah, it's one of the neat things.
And the walnut tree, the walnut wood, we all have always known beautiful it is. And Dave was saying that, and he's a guitarist, he says that the black walnut or that the walnut wood makes a great guitar. It just the sound.
I know that, but that's good. Yes, it's very hard.
Absolutely.
It resonates well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought it was interesting that they used it in filler for dynamite.
Yes, right.
So many things. Now, I remember when I was a little kid and we were helping with those walnuts in the garage, talking about the stain on them, and the hull is used too. So let's talk about that.
You know, the... black walnut hull is something that we don't have a great use for right now. We haven't been able to develop a volume because it's so wet and mushy and nasty. So a lot of it is spread on the land, and it is biodegradable. That's natural, and so it works well as a bit of a fertilizer, adds some nitrogen back into the soil. But there are some people that are able to take the green hull, and sometimes they'll take black walnut hull pile, and they'll be able to use it for a black walnut tincture, which has some medicinal uses. You'll find it in health food stores many times as a black walnut hull extract or freeze-dried black walnut hulls. And supposedly that helps to cleanse the body of impurities and things that can cause diseases eventually. So there's some interesting theories and articles and books written on it, and a lot of people enjoy that. It doesn't use a lot of volume of black walnut hulls, but it does use some. And so it's one of those really
You just educated me, because I thought that that inner part that stains your hands, I thought they use that for stain.
Well, you can. It is hard to do.
Okay.
That's going to be probably the hobbyist that uses that, that wants the natural stain.
So they don't sell it on a on the big market to, okay. See,
not
I was,
really.
I was mistaken. I kind of understood.
I think are much easier to produce and cheaper to do that too. But, you know, people who are doing original Civil War uniforms, sometimes they'll get a load of hulls, and they'll put that hull on the uniform that they're creating to make it look more authentic, and as they did back in the 1860s.
So that's interesting. Well, we were talking about the black walnuts also being good for you, and I know I'm going to say this. Walnuts in general are supposed to be a very healthy nut,
yes,
more so than some of the other nuts, because they have the omega-3, they have the good fat, and they are full of protein. So I have done the keto diet off and on. I always have to go back to my carbs because I'm a carb person. But that is one nut that they really say you can have, is the black walnut or the walnut.
And, yeah, it really is healthy. And all the great nutritional benefits of walnuts, which are highly touted and well-known, a lot of research on, those apply to black walnuts as well. Plus, black walnuts have more protein.
Yes.
More protein in black walnuts than any other tree nut, including almonds, which are known to have a lot of protein in them.
So, almonds have more carb in them, too, and the walnut does not have so much.
Yeah, a little bit. And several little nuances there, but you're right. All tree nuts really are healthy, and even the fats in them are unsaturated, no cholesterol, and very good for you. And
they're God's
part of the balanced diet.
They're God's gift to us.
Absolutely.
They definitely are. He makes you work to get them out.
That's right.
He's going to make you work just a little bit. So we're going to head into the final break of the hour here in just a few, in a minute or so. Do you have a favorite recipe on, because I'm a girl, so do you have a favorite recipe on your website that you like?
You know, I love the black walnut sheet cakes. Fudge sheet cake. My mother used to make that, and with black walnuts and that chocolate fudge is just fantastic. But there are a lot of great ones in there too. I've got to give my wife some credit for this fruit crisp that she's created, and that's really wonderful as well. And you can see the video of her demonstrating how to use.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see that. Well, I would have to come down there and visit you guys. Stockton's only a couple hours
away. We have a Black Walnut Festival in September, too, so folks enjoy that.
Oh, I missed that. Okay, but we're headed into a break. But I was interested in some of the other recipes, too, that are like main dishes that I found very intriguing. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's Black Walnut season in Missouri and in the Midwest. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hi, I'm Elmer Heinrich. My company sells a nutritional product called Immuno 150. If you haven't heard of it, you need to go to the website immuno150.com or call our toll-free number. Now, we sell to thousands of consumers, and our reorder rate is above 94%. Now, many people ask us how we can sell a month's supply of Immuno-150 for less than $50 when most of our competition is $70 to $80 a month. It's simple. We don't pay celebrities or testimonial people to say something good about the product. Immuno-150 stands on its own with 70 minerals and 80 other nutrients. It doesn't need any help. And it has more than color, taste, and smell. I am 88 years old and my wife is 79, both with no dementia, arthritis, or allergies, and no aches or pains of any kind, nothing. All because of Immuno-150. Now check the number of minerals in the product you take. Don't be surprised if you don't find more than 12. Order Immuno-150 to see what 70 minerals can do for you. Call our toll-free number, 888-316-2224.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-495-3652. 800-495-3652. 800-495-3652. That's 800-495-3652.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow's bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel set, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code BethAnn or call 1-800-978-6168. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-978-6168 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, I know I'm going to try several of these recipes, but I was just going through them as we were in that commercial break, Brian. And I'm going to try this pork loin with black walnuts and mustard sauce. That just sounds pretty darn good to me. That's
one of the great culinary recipes we've got on there. And black walnuts are so versatile. And people think of them as in baking and sweet goods, but they're so good.
And the salads.
Pork loin like that. Salads are wonderful. Vegetables. I even like Brussels sprouts with black walnuts, and I don't usually like Brussels sprouts, but black walnuts on them are great.
Absolutely, it'll make them better. Well, we're in the final segment, Brian, and I want you to talk to the listeners about how they can use you, how they can use your company to either sell their walnuts or to let's talk about the whole thing there together.
Yeah. Well, you know, thousands of people are involved in the harvest process every year. And starting about the first part of October through mid-November, we're getting close to that now, in 12 states. Missouri is the biggest, but certainly we go to Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, Indiana, Iowa, northern Arkansas, eastern Kansas, a lot of places around that have black walnut trees growing wild. And people go out in yards and fields, pick them up, and find a way to get them gathered. There's a little nut wizard that they can use, makes it easier. They'll bring them in buckets or bags or back of a pickup truck or trailer, however they can haul them, to one of about 200 buying stations located in those local areas. And they can find those stations on our website, as you mentioned, black-walnuts.com. And so that's finishing up this week to the 14th. Many places, California, Missouri is one of those locations right there in your backyard. But a lot of other places, too. And people are making $20 per 100 pounds this year, $18 east of the Mississippi because of the freight. And they find that that's a very helpful thing. You get a little cash for for their work, even enjoying being out and creating the memories. And so then they can go to the stores and find wild black walnuts. We have a white package that's in many food stores during the fall of the year. Year-round, they're in Walmarts, and you can find them on our website, Amazon. But you can also find black walnuts in other brands like Diamond or Fisher or Best Choice or whatever brand is. If it's black walnuts, those are local wild nuts that come from right here in Missouri. And so it's a pretty exciting industry, very small, but it's so unique. And we're thankful to be able to help people create memories and connect with one another, with family. During the fall of the year, especially at Thanksgiving and Christmas, a lot of traditional favorite recipes are using that bold flavor of black walnuts. And folks just recall those memories whenever they taste the nuts. And I love hearing from those, getting the letters from people who said that, oh, my goodness, when I saw that package on the shelf, it just brought me back to days when Grandma would make that wonderful cake. So I'd love being a part of that.
And that fudge, you know, the walnuts and the fudge, not the pecans, the walnuts and the fudge.
Right.
And what a strong, bold flavor that was. Just awesome. And I remember Dad talking about a story when he bought black walnut ice cream. And my older sister was just little. She was just little, and she thought it was dirty. She didn't understand.
You raise a good point. Black walnut ice cream is a popular flavor also. One of Baskin-Robbins' original 31, and many companies.
Oh, it's good ice cream. It's good ice cream. Yeah, it's just, you know, you just can't beat the black walnuts. You just can't. They're just an awesome, awesome flavor, strong and bold and good for you. So we got to throw that out there because everybody's worried about their health these days. It is good for you.
That's right.
You don't have to go buy a pill to get your omega-3. You can eat some black walnuts.
That's right. A lot of folks, younger generations, like plant proteins and plant foods. The black walnut really is a complete food right there. You can snack on them. A lot of people put them in oatmeal.
And we
have a new protein powder as well. That started to get some traction with folks making energy bars and put them in drinks and things like that.
All right. Well, I'm going to give your website again. It's black, I'm going to say dash, he says hyphen, black-walnuts.com. Very simple, black-walnuts.com. All kinds of information there, and you can see where you can go to take in your walnuts and maybe get some ordering going on as you get ready to do all the holiday baking and cooking. So we are into that at my house. This will be my big Thanksgiving when most all my children come home, and I have married grandchildren that'll come home. And so my house is going to be very full. It's going to be very noisy, and it's going to be full of love. But
and whenever they taste a black walnut, they'll think of you. And
it'll be full of food, yes. I got my turkey yesterday. We're going to have turkey, ham, and the whole thing. But they're all coming in, and they're already asking about food. How can I help fix the food, Meemaw? What can we do? You know, so we're very excited. It's all about family. And when I saw that your company is family-owned and it's going into the fourth, you're the third generation, it's going into the fourth generation, that just means a lot. That is America. I don't care what anybody says. That is who we are, family. And
we're thankful to be able to keep that going over the years and connect with so many people, and especially in small communities, rural towns, where they go to the coffee shop and talk about what's going on. And we know that there are thousands of people that connect with black walnuts in some way, memories. So it's just a blessing to be a part of that.
It is, and you're doing such a good service. It's not something that's just frugal. I mean, it's something that's a good service. It's healthy. It's good. And like I said, you know, the people that are picking it up, some of them really need the money, and some of them are doing it because they love the outdoors, and some of them are doing it to teach their kids how to work, you know, how to actually do something. You know, we like to rake leaves my husband and I don't like to rake leaves, but when the kids come over, it's all a lot of fun for them to rake the leaves. We don't have a walnut tree. I was going to talk to my husband about maybe putting in a walnut. He's a carpenter, so he loves the walnut wood too. He's been, I can't tell you what he's been doing on the air because somebody might be listening, but he's making some special gifts for Christmas. So
Oh, good.
Out of walnut. Out of walnut wood. Anyway, thank you, Brian, for all that you do. I hope we helped you today. I know you've really, you've intrigued my listeners that I've heard already got comments about. Thank you for this show today. Thank you for having fun. And, you know, sometimes we just have to escape the craziness of the politics, and then we'll go back to it another day. But sometimes we just have to bring America home. That's my tagline, is bringing America home, back to God and family and country. And we thank you for what you do there with the Black Walnuts and the service you provide for the small communities.
Our pleasure, our joy, and thank you, Beth Ann.
All right. You have a great rest of the season, and I hope I bring you some business. I really do. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Normally we talk about all these political things, but you know what? Sometimes it's nice to come home. Talk black walnuts. Talk about making gifts for Christmas. Talk about silly things and kids. You know, I had my children on here 1 year before Christmas, and yesterday I was cleaning my desk, and I found one of their Christmas stories that they had written out and shared on the air with me of when they got their dog, their puppy dog, Mads. It's been a few years ago. She was just little then, and she's in high school now. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I hope you go get you some walnuts at black-walnuts.com, and let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.